Welcome to your Monex USA Daily Market Update for Monday, February 2, 2026. The U.S. dollar is kicking off February on a strong note, trading in mostly favorable ranges after a challenging January. According to the Bloomberg Dollar Spot Index, the dollar stumbled by 1.2% last month, marking its weakest point since February 2022. However, it seems to be regaining its footing this morning, with the Mexican peso being the only major currency outperforming the buck today. Markets are showing mixed signals. On one hand, companies like Oracle are seeing positive momentum, but on the other, overbought gold has taken a hit, dropping as much as 10% in price. While metals are starting to recover slightly, the crypto market has faced turbulence, with major Bitcoin sell-offs causing related stocks to plummet. Investors are keeping a close eye on the Federal Reserve, particularly with Kevin Warsh being floated as a potential nominee for Fed chairman. The general sentiment is that Warsh may take a more moderate approach than initially expected, which has kept market pessimism in check. Meanwhile, the U.S. government has entered a partial shutdown as lawmakers work to finalize a funding deal. While this development hasn't caused significant market disruptions yet, any geopolitical headlines this week could shift the narrative. Looking ahead, we've got a packed economic calendar. Tomorrow, we'll see JOLTS labor figures, followed by December's purchasing managers' indices on Wednesday. And, of course, all eyes will be on January's non-farm payrolls report, set to release Friday morning at 8:30 Eastern. Turning to Europe, the euro is losing ground this morning after a strong January, during which it reached its highest level since the summer of 2021. The European Central Bank is set to meet on Thursday, and markets are expecting a relatively hawkish tone from policymakers. Before that, Wednesday will be a key day for the eurozone, with January's consumer price index and purchasing managers indices on the docket. While news out of the region has been mixed, there are some silver linings, particularly as diplomacy and defense remain top priorities for European leaders. Now, let's talk about the standout performer of the day, the Mexican peso. After gaining 3% in January, the peso is the only currency trading higher against the US dollar this morning. This comes as Latin America continues to benefit from trade realignment and increased investment in alternatives to dollar-denominated assets. Currently, the peso is trading near its strongest level since late May 2024, reflecting broader improvements across the LATAM region. While there aren't many major data points expected out of Mexico this week, the overall trend remains positive. Before we wrap up, here's a quick recap of what to watch this week. On Wednesday, keep an eye on Eurozone inflation data with the release of January's Consumer Price Index. And on Friday, the U.S. non-farm payrolls report will be released at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, always a key indicator for market movements. That's it for today's Daily Market Update. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time with more insights to keep you ahead of the curve. Have a great day! Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.